It's been a long time now that people have been sitting out in front of the Home Affairs office asking for them or demanding that there should be some change for the refugees that have been left in limbo. But this morning, the police wanted to move you on?
Refugees have been refugees have been protesting outside the Department of Home Affairs for 80 days now. The government is not taking us seriously. We have seen 4 refugees die now in the last 80 days. Today, an Iranian woman, 50 years of age, died by suicide. Things are terrible at the moment for refugee community. People have been part of our community for more than 12 to 15 years. 9,500 who are victims of the fast-track process. The Labour government has been in power for 2 years and they're not responding to our demands. The minister can grant all of us permanent visas overnight if he chooses to. The reason why he's not exercising his power does not make sense to any of us. So, today, to mark the 80th day, we have been a bit louder today. And as a result, the police came with the council to grab our furnitures and our megaphones. In that process, one activist was arrested, another man was detained. A council issued a notice for using an amplifier. They have taken away our megaphone. These are refugees who have been part of our community for more than 12 years, whose mental health has deteriorated. Rather than government responding to our demands, we're being met with council and police trying to shut down the protest. This is the amount of police who were here this afternoon. There were more police officers here than the protesters.
Really?
It's outrageous. They even had
There's
their
quite
public
a few protesters.
They were members of the public response. The members of the public response unit were here as well. And then the normal police, council officers. They are trying to shut down the protest, but we're not going anywhere. We will keep on fighting. This is the only thing that we can do. People are in a desperate state. They want their permanent visas. They don't want to go into another election campaign and not have their issues resolved. So they're fighting. They will keep on fighting. They're determined to keep this fight going, and no one's going to deter us. If we're moved away from this area, we'll find another place. But we'll keep this fight going. People should come out and support our encampment. There are Facebook pages that you can follow. Keep supporting us. We need numbers. We need any support that you can provide.